Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we are going to be talking about how our days, we are working through them. With life events, with everything that is going on around us, we are noticing that things are seeming to be falling off the edge. We almost feel as if the earth has tipped upside down and we're all energetically holding on with our fingertips. Who has not felt that way these days? We have a lot going on. Loss of jobs, loss of family, quarantine. We are saying everything is changing. That which I knew was normal no longer is. And how can I go forward? Maybe is it a time that we reflect on where we are and be able to say what is really going on and how can I find a tool to be able to work through this and create something differently for my life? Everyone has been touched by stress these days. Everyone has been touched by change. What are our beliefs, our truths, where do they come from? And how can we use them going forward in reframing them? Today, my guest is Dr. Laurel Mellon. Her book is What's My Number? One simple question that unlocks your brain's power for health, happiness, and purpose. Dr. Laurel, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Dr. Jeanette. I really appreciate your work.
Oh, thank you so much. Don't you think, Dr. Laurel, right now, if you're holding on by your nails and the nail salons aren't open, you know, I think we've just about had it, yes?
I think you're right. You've just about had it. And, you know, what happens in life, and, you know, I'm of a woman of a certain age, is that things get worse and worse and worse and until it finally gets your attention and you say, I think I need to do a reset. And there's nothing wrong with me, but there's just a reset I need in my approach. And that's what we're doing with emotional brain training, or essentially it's a stress vaccine. It helps us all be more resilient during these times, which are high stress, which will probably continue. The world's in a little bit of a topsy-turvy way because of the way things are. And what's going to happen is we're going to need to reset for really being competent in high stress states, and that's really an important shift in our perspective.
But really what I think also too, Dr. Laurel, is that when we are being challenged and we're at the door and everything seems to be falling away, just as you said, you need a reset, that's also too the time to say, I can't go on that old way. I mean, those old ways or the old paths that we've taken really seem to be a time where you say, how can I change? And that's really a great place to be because you know you can't do it the same way, right?
Absolutely. And it's even better, even though we would never wish it on ourselves, when a lot of people are in stress.
Right.
When a lot of people are in stress, it means that that it's not just about me and how I'm what I'm doing, but the fact is we need a reset for our world.
Right.
That with more stress, we need to be processing our emotions in a different way. That's actually quite natural, but we haven't had to use these hidden capacities of the brain so much before, but now we do.
And I think what's really on, we're really on track now in the year 2020 with your book, What's My Number, is that it truly is a time where in the past we would get help from friends or from groups or our tribe or a therapist, but right now it seems to be across the board, everybody being affected, that it's really we need to start doing it for ourselves because everybody is at their own pressure points. So in other words, if you go out with your friends and you're saying you need comfort or help or support with something, they may have their own issues too, and then you end up in another place. Don't you think it's truly about personal development right now?
It truly is, because essentially the conditions that we have, the health problems we have, and the other social problems we have come because the brain is in stress. And if the brain's in stress, and it can happen anytime, anywhere, and even the stress buzzer can get stuck on. And when that happens, we can't be constantly needy going to a friend who might be stressed themselves and
right.
needing to get them to get us out of that bad state. We can certainly have those relationships, but we need to have our own internal toolkit to process those high-intensity emotions and to do it in real time, not to say, oh, I'll deal with my emotions later today because it's going to take a half an hour. We need
right.
something that actually takes 2 to 4 minutes, which is exactly what emotional brain training takes. It's those natural brain pathways. We've had them. We just haven't used them.
Right, because right now we're coming to the point of that. If one thing doesn't set you over, surely something else will. You know, it's coming down the pike. And I think the idea, too, we say, oh, I'm never stressed. Some people will say that. And, oh, nothing ever bothers me at all. I'm just good to go. And all of a sudden, they're just like taken to their knees. And I think sometimes, is it in our reality we replay our stress ways every day? Or do sometimes some people deny them and they say, I don't have that. That's not mine. It can go away. And then when you do that, it kind of just gets sequestered in the corner, like little kids lining up, and you end up with stuck emotions, you know, or bagged emotions. I call them, you know, take an emotion and put a bow on it, and it can be anything you want it to be, right?
I love what you're saying. Actually, there are 3 stress styles, and one of them is to feel horrible, and those people are really lucky. I'm one of those. When I'm really stressed, I will get either anxious or depressed or grumpy. And that you know you're stressed, you could be at the same stress level and be numb, where you really have no feelings at all and you think you must be just fine, but
right.
you're actually suppressing the emotions. Or you can be on a false high where you're staying busy, 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 busy. You actually are stressed, but you're not processing your emotions. And in those latter 2 cases, especially what happens is the suppressed emotions go into the body and you get sick, addicted, miserable, and you really have your relationships suffer because you can't be stressed and have emotional connection and loving laughter and great emotional and physical and sexual connection. All of those go the wrong way when we're in stress. So it shows up in different symptoms, just like you're saying, with a bow.
Right. Right. I think we're going to have a tsunami wave of PTSD coming up, where I call PTSD almost a relationship of stuck emotions of fear, anger, loss of control, of danger, of the unknown, of just too much or being burnt out. Don't you think almost everyone can fit into this paradigm?
Everyone can. And in fact, in the EBT system, which is 5 levels of stress in the brain. So we're shifting from thinking of them as psychological problems to thinking of all these things as brain problems. In other words, if the brain gets stuck in one of those stress states, so in brain state 1 and 2, lower stress, all the way down to 4 or 5, really high stress. If the brain's stuck in 4 or 5, particularly even 3, 4, or 5, in those more stress states, the chemicals and electricity that go through our body and brain make us have problems emotionally, relationally, cognitively, behaviorally, and health-wise. So we get it across the board. So with all this suppression of emotions, people not connecting, thinking they have to have a stiff upper lip or just Netflix their way through all of this stress, we're going to have a lot of residual health problems, emotional and mental health problems coming down the pike.
Yeah, it's almost as if you're just patiently waiting, you know, you and I sitting back and saying, oh, I don't want to be in, you know how we always say we want to be in the energy flow? Well, I don't want to be in that one, you know. Don't call me out when that one starts to go by because, my goodness, it's going to take a lot of people out. Hold on 1 second. Because that energy flow is going to be very powerful and it's going to really seem as if it wants to show up in social media. It will show up at our doorstep, you know, and in our homes, don't you think?
I think so, and on the news as well, because what happens is I want to go over those 5 brain states
When you're in the higher brain state, your neocortex is in charge. You can integrate information. You can be really sensible. In the lower brain state, the reptilian brain is in charge, and that's all about extreme selfishness, shutdowns, addictions, and really not being kind to each other, but in fact using other people.
Right.
So when you see things going on that are terrible in the news, one way to help cope is to say that person is at set point. In other words, the brain state or passing stress level has been kind of stuck on 5. And they really don't have a thinking brain that's sensible or can integrate. And they're being controlled by what we call the reptile within. They are responsible for their behaviors. So when you see bad things happening, the person is responsible for their behaviors. But a little wave of compassion can help to say they're just not functioning. They're completely chemically affected. And it means that that person way down deep has some kindness in them, but their brain state or their set point makes them not at all kind and makes them feel really, really terrible. That's with aggression. But we can also turn the aggression inside. And when we do that, we develop the emotional and behavioral health problems that are so rampant right now.
Right. So, but also, too, people think that they need to be, you know, I need to be perfect. I need to be right. I need to be in this point all the time. When, in effect, do you think that maybe we cycled through these different levels at different points in our life, different times of the day, or sometimes even maybe just in a decade or so? In other words, we're not always in perfection, yet the quest of it sometimes gets us stuck somewhere also.
Exactly. So going back to the 5-point system, when you're, it is important to go to all 5 brain states in any given day. If I don't have a day where I'm stressed out and can dip down into that lower level of my brain, mm-hmm. and then use the emotional brain training, the EBT tools to spiral back up. When I do that, when I dip down, feel really crummy, like I did, one of our relatives just had lost his job, and I went down to 5, brain state 5, and I used the tools, and I spiraled back up. You can get in an EBT group, so I actually taught my husband how to use the tools as well, so I used them with him, and I spiraled back up, and I had a new sense of wisdom and a fresh outlook on how I could be of support, and without me getting sick and staying in bed all day about it. And so the good thing is that if you have the emotional tools to process this stress, the stress can actually wake you up and get your attention and say, whatever you're doing now isn't working. If you can process your emotions mm-hmm. and change your expectations, you have a new opportunity to be more evolved, more loving, and wiser. So these opportunities we're having now and we will have in the next months means that a lot of people are going to be feeling really bad. And before, when there was less stress, they could kind of get over it. They would kind of say, well, I'll just eat a little bit more, drink a little bit more, mm-hmm. stream videos a little bit more, and I'll kind of, you know, go to sleep and tomorrow will be a new day. That's not happening so much anymore. There's just way too much stress. So they're saying, I feel so bad inside and so anxious and so numb that I'm actually going to reset how I process my life. I'm going to move to using the 5-point system where I'm using my whole brain and go down into those difficult emotions and trust the goodness of my body and the goodness of our genes, which are really good. And if you process your emotions, you will come out of it and you will be wiser and stronger. And so we have a great opportunity now to change our world, because if we move to a more connected state of honoring that you feel terrible sometimes, and even the best life, you do feel terrible, and it's not bad. In those moments, if you really go into your emotional and spiritual core, you can create a clearing that will make you mature. So you're not completely dependent on having a perfect life or a perfect lifestyle or taking way too many medications to have that state of well-being.
Let's talk for a second, Dr. Mellon, about the moment when you say process your emotions, because so many people will say, I don't want to go back there. I've been trying to keep myself in this state. I've been fighting that off for so long. You know, when you say process emotions, they're like, oh, I'm out of here, not going there, not doing that again. You know, I don't want to feel the pain. I don't want to feel the pressure. I don't want to feel the destruction. I don't want to feel the anger, the hatred. And then when you ask them, what does that mean next? And they say, my body hurts. I have a headache. Feel like I'm going to throw up. I'm going to have a heart attack. Or, oh, my gosh, it's just, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. These are all the ways that people have experienced or shared what it meant to them when you say process the emotions.
Yes. And, you know, Dr. Jeanette, I'm a health psychologist. I've been working on EBT for almost 40 years. And I'm not an entrepreneur, and I don't have much of an income. What I've been doing these years is just putting my strength into EBT. But I can tell you that this method could change healthcare. And the reason I'm saying that to you is because it reflects the real brain. And one of my colleagues said to me one time, Laurel, it's never before in history happened that someone owned a body part. And you own the emotional brain because you've been able to track how to move through stress back to a state of connection and joy. So I would say that before there was EBT, if you went into your emotions and you were at brain state 3, 4, or 5, they would become hurtful, suffering, mm-hmm. and destructive. And with these simple tools that we want everyone on the planet to have, you move through the emotions in 2 to 4 minutes, sometimes 6 minutes if it's really deep, and the anger turns to sadness, fear, and guilt, and up to feeling grateful, happy, secure, and proud. So you not only come alive emotionally, but you clear that stress away so you don't have to live with it and have all the health problems.
Right. I think also, too, it's just I had said to someone at one time, they were saying that they were really having a difficult time and they were anxious, and then they came up with the word fear, and I said, if you sat down and asked fear to come in, what would it show you? You know? And I think just our mind creates this perception, this reality for us and our truth, and it kind of really gets stuck there and replays that loop all the time. And with your techniques and your tools, you're able to be able to create something different that will move it through much quicker and perhaps eventually end up with a different storybook, right?
Exactly, because the story or the expectation and the narrative is inside every circuit that's a stress-reactive circuit in your brain. And everybody has this clutter in their brain. And if you don't have some of it, I feel sorry for you. And the reason for that is if you've never had adversity, never had hurt, so therefore you never have any of these stress-reactive circuits in your brain, you can never truly have compassion because it's only through feeling it yourself, you know, feeling that bone-chilling pain and moving through it, that you truly understand the pain of others so you can connect with them and be a healing force in the world as well. But I'd almost like to, if you're willing, I can demonstrate a use of the tool so you can see how easy it is. I first taught these tools to children.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Okay, so what I want to say is that there are in emotional brain training, there are 5 levels of stress. But the one that really people use the most is when they're at level 4, which means you're disconnected, you're overwhelmed, you're not completely stressed out, so you just want to turn on the television, but you are so stressed that you're hurting and you're suffering. And all you have to do is complain for a few minutes and then express anger, sadness, fear, and guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And the old story will open up. Grateful, happy, secure, and proud will come. The positive emotions will come, and you'll move through it. So I'd like to do the simplest possible tool just to show people how feeling really, really bad enough to want to feel good and processing your emotions with these tools is life-changing. Can I do that about something
sure.
real in my life? Okay.
Hold on. I want to go back to one spot. Can we talk for a second, Dr. Melton, before we go any further, is that when you say that, when we're processing or feeling or being in those emotions at that moment, we also, too, have to remember is that sometimes people abort things at that point, or people hang on to something at that, and those emotions and feelings get spewed out into others around them. Don't you think that's where things start to go laterally, you know, left to right? It's sort of like if I'm feeling really bad, you're going to too. And then they kind of use that as their own technique to rid themselves of that.
That can be absolutely true. So stress can either be internalized. These emotions that are toxic can either be internalized, or they can be tossed out in the room. And, you know, what's interesting about that is that if we go after someone else and start hurting them and trying to harm them with our emotions, it's so destructive. But interestingly, even the people that suppress their emotions and try to put on a happy face, essentially, we are all naked. And people can feel, emotionally feel, what was going on inside of us. So the parent who sits there and says, I'm not going to let my child know that I'm at brain state 4 and I don't know how to process my emotions, so I'm just going to put on a happy face, that child not only feels the emotions, but is then confused because their parent is not emotionally honest. And so they start acting out and then causing more stress within the family. Yes, once you don't process it, it's going to harm people one way or the other.
Yeah, because it can get really tough, I think. We're seeing that quite often because it plays out in social media, you know, where we tend to go very laterally, you know, and try to just spew almost everywhere we possibly can, right?
Exactly. So there's all this aggression going on in social media, and then there's also this false high where, you know, my life is perfect, everything is wonderful, and where is what we really, really need, which is emotional honesty. We need loving connection that's open, that says, I'm vulnerable, you know, this is hard for me. And the difference is we're really getting more and more starved for authentic intimacy. And the more we use the media, the more we use our phones, the more we give ourselves the illusion of connection without giving us what our hunter-gatherer brain really needs, which is that loving connection that's open and honest. When you think about emotional processing, you think, yeah, I'd rather do anything. In fact, I was on Oprah 3 times. And one of the times I was on her program, she said, she pulled me aside and she says, you know, you're asking people to express their emotions and they'll do anything before doing that. These people do not want to express their emotions. And I said to her, but Oprah, you'll see when I demonstrate this tool that, in fact, when you express it with EBT, what happens is it just flows through you instead of getting stuck. And she says, okay. So I'm going to do a little demonstration here with you of this one tool for EBT, which is the Be Positive tool. You move through your emotions. And it starts with doing what your mother told you not to do, which is to complain. So I'm going to complain. I'm going to express anger until it actually puts my thinking brain back online instead of being confused because of the stress, and watch what flows. So the situation is, this is a real situation in my life. Someone I really, really, really love deeply just lost their job. And this is a person who worked really, really hard, was always there for everybody, and was told that he did a great job. And then what happened was, at the last minute, the boss decided to cut him out of the company. What I'm most stressed about is my friend, my family, it's actually a family member, is hurting. They are hurting. I feel angry they're hurting. I can't stand it they're hurting. I totally hate it that they're hurting. Now, I'm expressing really strong emotions, but they will start to flow. I feel sad that he's hurting. I feel afraid that he'll be depressed. I feel guilty. I can't do anything about it. And then I pause. I feel grateful that I have him in my life. I feel happy that he trusts me and will let me listen to him. I feel secure that this too will pass. And I feel proud that instead of being stuck in depression the rest of the day, I'm actually feeling lighter and better able to connect with myself and the people I love.
You're taking exactly what is in your deepest thoughts that you don't want to share with anybody. You're giving them some air, some voice, you're almost excavating them and say, see, okay, so are they holding on to me with a chain or can I let them go? And then how can you feel in the next space in your time is the next breath, yes?
Exactly. But what you're using is instead of using thinking, which
right.
takes a lot of effort,
right.
you're essentially surrendering to the power of the emotional brain.
Right.
And the emotional brain processes emotions the same for every person on the planet. And the order of emotions I just showed you, anger, complain to bring up what you're really upset about so you're really clear.
Right.
Anger, sadness, fear, and guilt turns into grateful, happy, secure, proud for everyone on the planet. So you're surrendering to our biology, to the beauty of our genes, to the grace of life, that we have an emotional brain that's very effective at processing the emotions at 3, which is a little stressed, 4, definitely stressed, or 5, stressed out. Either any of those brain states that we can't think our way through, we just surrender to our emotions and to these processes, and it heals us and it helps us evolve.
Can we talk a little bit, Dr. Mellon, in closing, about death, about the health situation that's going on right now? In other words, fear of my last breath. And I truly think that sometimes people are saying, oh, but I'm afraid of this or that or the other, when in essence it's fear of the last breath. That's, I think, where the core, if we could actually knock the whole conversation down. When we look at that and we say, then we can say, do we have control over that in the first place, right? And then we say, you know, next, now what? Can your tools help with that?
Absolutely, because the emotional brain is the seat of the soul. And the only way to spiritual connection is through the portal of emotions. So when we suppress our emotions like we're told to do in our society, even if we're very religious, let's say, or follow certain ways of operating, we won't feel spiritually connected. As we use the tools, what I observed over many years is that people, even a few months into using EBT, are telling me they feel more spiritually connected, that they are more able to accept the essential pain of life, and one of them is that we're all going to have this physical body die. No one is going to live to be 200.
Right.
But in processing our emotions, we get so spiritually connected that we move to whatever experience that we have next. And we have a certain sense of peace and acceptance inside that comes from emotions and that connection to the deepest part of ourselves, whether we see it as emotional or spiritual or of this earth. And it comes through that emotional pathway.
Right, because really what you're saying is that how to live in concert with your emotions, your mind, your thoughts, your brain, your physical being, your sense of being in this world. It's almost bringing it all back together, where in the past, you know, as you know, it was always you go to this specialist for this thought, or you go to this specialist for that part of your body, or you go to this specialist if something else isn't working right, or you go to another one if you want it to work perfectly. And really what you're saying is let's bring it back into the core of exactly how we're existing. Because when it comes right down to it, exactly how we see the world each day is the most important thing. You know, we may have pain almost all the time. We may be at the end of our life. We might be very young and jumping around and everything. But everyone has something or a feeling and an emotion, and that's what we're talking about, right?
It's talking about emotions as not being psychological, but
right.
biological. And as we, if we process our emotions, since they're under all the thoughts and all the behavior and all the chemicals in our being, and even our spiritual connection, it all begins to come together. Go to the root cause,
right.
the emotional brain, and everything begins to feel simple that was complicated and feel loving and good that felt wrong. So this is the pathway to the next world that we're in, which is we're now in the age of the emotional brain. If you can control your emotional brain through emotional processing, the world will open up and get better and stronger and more loving. If we as a country instead suppress our emotions, they will drop down into ways of being that will cause toxicity and suffering. So we're at a crossroad now.
We're in the emotional brain. There's way so much stress now that we need to update how we process our stress. The EBT five-point system, if we do that, what's going on now could lead to more enlightenment, more love, and more prosperity. If we don't, we will suffer. So we're really at an important crossroads in humanity and in the world.
Yes, it definitely is. We're at that precipice point where it's really shake or get off the pot kind of idea, do you know? It's in other
Absolutely.
Words, we've got to do it because, and I think being aware, I think what your book is truly saying is be in awareness. Everyone may understand it, some may not understand it, others may say I'm not ready for it, but you are in awareness that there is something different, and that's what we were talking about today, right, Dr. Mellon?
That's absolutely true, and I wanted to let you know that the current book is What's My Number? But we've been so overwhelmed with people wanting these tools and wanting to apply them during this time when there's so much stress that we're coming out with another book, which will be out in just 2 weeks, and it's called The Stress Vaccine. And The Stress Vaccine will take all of what's in the current book and move it forward to the higher levels of stress that we're experiencing in the world right now. So either of those books is good, but the new one that's coming out, The Stress Vaccine, might be particularly pertinent to people who are at that crossroads who say, am I going to go into my emotions and come out the other side, or am I going to spiral down into toxic stress and suffer? We all need a stress vaccine, and this book will give it to us.
Very good. Dr. Laurel, can you share with the listeners how to find out more information about your work?
Absolutely. Our website is EBT, Emotional Brain Training, EBT.org. And at that website, there's concierge coaching, there's 30-day intensives over the phone, there's e-learning, there's apps, so you don't have to remember the tools. You just take out your Brain-Based Health by EBT app and use it. And there's a whole center of people who want people to help themselves. If you have these tools, you can help yourself and others the way you can't otherwise. So it's really a new ethic. Instead of being so reliant on medications, procedures, therapists, all these things, essentially get the tools to first connect with yourself so you can move through that stress, connect with each other, and be of more service in this world.
Absolutely, and I think it's really cool that you have all these services because a lot of times people will say, I cannot find anyone to talk to. I can't find anyone in my local community, or I can't find even a friend or a spouse at this point because they've got their own issues. So it's about asking for help and reaching out, right?
It absolutely is, and these tools are extremely powerful. But we offer EBT telegroups where people can call in. And you would establish a group with, we found the perfect number is 6 people. Because with 6 people and a coach, you meet once a week, and some groups meet every day. And you have that moment where you know you're completely safe, that everyone there knows how to listen to each other without offering advice. Everyone knows that we're here to essentially process our emotions to move the brain set point up. So we're naturally in a state of connection more of the time. And we have more of the higher order rewards of life, like authenticity and spirituality and integrity and freedom. So we're all in this together, and we're all using the tools together. But we, over the phone, we can actually touch base with other people and have those connections so they're private, and we can feel not alone. And we have a language to share that we know we cannot get into being stuck in our emotions, but moving through them fluidly. And the stress turns into joy.
Right.
I was just doing a telegroup this morning, and with all people who were actually professors of medicine, we do a lot of this at UCSF, and they were on the phone, and they came in, and they were at 5, brain state 5, and one person used the tools while everyone else listened, and I coached them through it. And within about 5 minutes, they were from down in the dumps and feeling horrible to feeling a glowing joy. And the joy at Brain State 1 is contagious. And everyone in the room was brought up to that state of 1 and connection. So understand that the negative emotions are contagious, but so are the positive ones when you're staying not just in happiness, but in that glow of connection. So we're here to inspire each other as well as to be inspired with each other. We need emotional connection more than anything.
Very good. Well, Dr. Laurel, it was such a pleasure to have you with us today. We thank you so much for your time, and I'm sure your message will be heard loud and clear.
Thank you, Dr. Jeanette, and thank you for all the goodness you do in the world.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
Take care.
If you'd like to find out more information about Dr. Laurel Millen, please do click on the link on the bottom of today's show page, and you go directly to her website and find out more information about all of her books. The book we talked about today was What's My Number? Please do check out her website, and if you need help, ask. Reach out. It's not about being able to say, I feel really bad, but I don't know what to do, how to do it. There are many inexpensive ways to be able to get started, and the best way, and it's free, click on her website. You'll be able to start reading, start learning some things, and start opening something up that might be able to help you today. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on around us all the time. It's about what we choose to do with that information. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. Until tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family. Clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.